Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
This ad is sponsored by ByHeart. ByHeart is an infant nutrition company built from the ground up to deliver real innovation on behalf of babies and parents. Their mission is simple: make the best formula in the world. One thing Nat and I do well is have fun. Fun is our chance to let loose, be silly, connect with friends, and live in the moment. Whether it's in our backyard with family and friends or on tour with all of you, we will never skim on a fun time. And you know who else doesn't skim? ByHeart, especially when it comes to your babies. ByHeart is the only American-made infant formula with globally sourced ingredients to use organic, grass-fed whole milk without a drop of skim. Whole milk is full of healthy fats like naturally occurring MFGM, which play an important role in babies' brain development and growth. And you know what else they don't skim on? Protein. Their patented protein blend gets closest to breast milk thanks to the two most abundant proteins found in breast milk, plus broken down proteins. Curious about ByHeart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast with code unfiltered20 for a limited time. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Oh my God, have you ever tried to take off your Spanx slowly, Catherine? There's nothing sexy or cute about getting Spanx on or off.
But it is literally... if you're in a new relationship, you don't think they find that attractive or cute?
No, no. It would be funny.
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 Getting out of Spanx? Funny.
We should put a few pairs on and see how long it takes us to get them.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy giddy.
Hey guys, welcome to the sex podcast. Not only do we have we're having special releases of a series.
Special releases of series.
But with guests talking about all their different kinds of sex. But also, again, this is just you guys writing in and asking advice from obviously the sex experts of the world, Kat and Nat. And also sometimes sharing your advice.
I had the best idea. We get the submissions, and then we make our husbands drink, and then they have to answer this. It would just be hilarious. We've always wanted a man's perspective on these topics.
A man.
And it would be hilarious to hear it, but they couldn't hear what we said. And then the man gives the advice that they would give so you would hear our advice, and then we could take off their headphones and they'd be like, what would your advice be? And it would be so curious to see what a man's advice would be. That's why we need callers.
And also, probably not our husbands.
I know. Well, and I just also, think it'd be, but it's not our advice.
No, I know. But why are we like?
Because people like to hear what they say.
Yeah, people. Well, guess
I
what?
I was saying
a couple
theory.
Of funny guys. It would be really fun to get their advice too.
A bad bad basic dude. Like a dude, like a, just like a, like someone like maybe who has a truck and
oh my
like
god,
a pickup truck, yes. And you know he like drinks beers on Fridays.
I know who we could get.
Who?
Okay. The guy who did your pool. I feel like he would be great. He's got a truck.
Oh fuck, I don't know about that, Natalie.
But like guys like that, you know, that just like you like know the dudes. Ones that just talk, like it's like they don't think about what they're gonna say before they say it. It just comes out. There's nothing, there's no like there's no I mean it's kinda like us, but there's no like I'll say it like this, but I really mean this. Like those kind of guys who just talk about it.
Talk about it.
So you can't help it.
He's single, so it'd be very interesting to hear his advice.
And he hasn't always been single, which is great.
Married, but now single.
And also, we offer a 6-case of beer to all of these.
Okay, Kenneth Morgan, well, you can come on up and...
Am I one or two?
I don't know. It's not trying to figure out. Okay, I don't know, but I can't really hear you, so I don't know what that is.
Okay, just talk for a second.
I'm talking, and I'm still talking.
There we go. I like it there.
You just turned me down.
To me.
No, that you did microphone, not headphones.
I want your microphone lower.
So you do your headphones, this.
If I'm two, I just like 6 and 6.
You go here. You touch that.
6 and 6. I like both of mine.
That's you. The levels you don't want to touch. You just want to touch your headphones, what you hear.
Perfect.
Okay, perfect.
And my mic. And your mic.
Yeah, you can just turn my mic down so Lexi can still rip it.
Yeah, no. I mean, yeah. I don't mind. I know what I like.
Yeah, but I didn't know who was who.
So what do they have for us? They have anything good that they're submitting?
I mean, okay, here's the problem.
These are your submissions. I'm going to write my own song for that.
How do me and my husband get out of our sex rut? It's non-existent.
I honestly think the best way to get out of a rut is just to do it. Because you wouldn't believe when you just break the ice. It's like anything. When you haven't done anything for a long, it's like working out. Always back to working out. Working out. You haven't done it. How do you get back? How do you get out of the rut? You do it. How do you stop eating not the way that it makes your body feel good? Start eating the way your body makes you feel good.
Whoa.
Like, it's like everything. Just
do
just
it.
Do it.
Like Nike. You know what? Take a page out of Nike and just do it. Apply it to everything. Apply it to sex. Apply it to working out. Apply it to eating food. Apply it to putting on jeans rather than leggings.
Everything. And here's the thing is if let's say you do it tonight, tomorrow, you're not in a rut anymore. Fixed your problem.
Unless you wait for another year.
Well.
I know. She's exhausted. She has young children. And I think Natalie's just right. You just, I mean, it's so boring. You know, it's.
If you care, do it. Doesn't have to take long.
I wonder if he's trying and she's like, no.
Or he's not really into it. She's not. And then months have gone by and they're like, we haven't really talked about it, but I'd like to have a sexual relationship. And it's just, we're in a rut.
Do you know people who've gone, do you know anyone who's gone for a very long time without sex? Like a year or more and they're still together?
Oh, yes, I've heard about them.
Have you talked to them directly?
Yeah, but not about it. It's just sort of like she's dropped that information and I've sort of left it there because she's not like a close friend. But none of my close friends.
That would be a great interview. Not with that, I'm saying like with a rutter.
Yeah.
Like someone in a rut.
Yeah.
Like a year plus rut.
Really interesting to know like both people's perspective. Like guaranteed, they're not going to both say the exact same thing. So it's like, what's his perspective for the rut? What's your perspective for the rut?
And how long is your rut? Some people it could be 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Some people it could be like a year.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a great question.
How long's your rut?
How long's your sex rut?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. And she just had a baby. I mean, a 4 and 2 year old.
Yeah, she just had a baby. Yeah,
but
it sounds...
Plus, full-time jobs keep us busy and exhausted.
I totally feel ya. Totally feel ya. I do believe there's time for everything.
You know, it would get you out of a rut if you want a baby number 3.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, it's so true.
You know, if you want a baby number 3, you'd be like, let's get it on.
Yeah, but if you don't, just do it.
I know, if you don't. If you're not thinking about that. I mean, this is not advice. Have you two had a threesome?
No, do you think we should? And who would be our three? Would it be a woman? It's so funny, when I think about a threesome, I don't think about three women together. It's like, if we were talking about a threesome, I feel like it would be us and a guy. And if it was that guy, could we ever, gun to our head, agree on the guy?
You and me together?
You got it, gun to your head.
Oh my God, like with you?
You good, you just have to, gun to your head.
Oh.
Could we agree on the guy without either of us compromising?
Compromising.
Yeah, and saying like,
I don't know if I could get over just you in the bedroom alone.
But you have to in this case.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, I don't like that. I don't even know.
It's like we've been put in a jail. And so the only way to get out.
It's a punishment.
Yeah, it's a punishment. It's a punishment. But we can pick the guy.
I'm really sorry. I would vomit.
Okay, so you'd rather never see your family again and be...
Okay, got it. So, okay. So whoever, if in this case, it would be whoever would get me out of jail.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody.
No. But we have to like the guy, because we're probably going to be spending more time
like
with the guy.
I mean, you like guys a lot more than me, so probably it would have to, whoever you, like, choose.
I mean, you've got a few that you like. You could put them forward and I could consider it. I mean, I could think of a couple off the top of my head that would be your choice. I can think of 20 that would be mine. Yeah.
Give me one.
For you?
Nope, yours.
Oh, okay. Travis Kelce.
I don't know who he is.
Gronkowski.
He's retired. I just realized. I found out yesterday.
Oh, if he's retired, he can't have a threesome?
I didn't know. I'm like, wait, that's a guy from the boat last year drinking champagne.
Yeah, Gronkowski.
And Mark's like, he's retired.
Travis Kelce. You don't even know what they look like. Well, you know what Gronk looks like, but you don't know what Travis. You can look him up and have a consideration.
Okay. I'll take Gronkowski.
We would have so much fun.
Okay, Gronkowski.
Yeah. We'd probably just laugh our heads off and be like, we're done.
Okay, good.
We did it.
We would drink. But can we get out of jail now?
All right, Gronkowski for the win.
Wow. And I wonder on the spectrum, how many more men versus women want to have a threesome?
Well, I do think that it sounds like there are some women who want to bring like another woman into it, which makes me think that they probably are on the spectrum of their sexuality and like they just kind of want to incorporate it. But
people
I think
we know have only had threesomes with girls. We only know a few, and they happen to sleep together, so that's tricky.
What do you mean, like three girls?
No, like the guy, the girl, and then another girl.
Yeah.
That's all we know.
Yeah,
we never know one of a girl. Girl to bring in another guy.
Oh.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's like, I don't know. I feel like it's like more like socially acceptable for like a woman to like have a threesome with another woman, but she's not gay. Whereas if a man is having a threesome with another man, he must be gay.
Question for you. When you have a key party or a swingers party, mm-hmm. does that mean you switch partners or you all go together and do a thing?
I think you stay together. It's like swinging. It's like, yeah.
Sorry. So at the neighborhood party, you all go together in one room.
I think so.
You don't switch. So what's the keys about then?
Well, the keys to, because when you come with Mark, do you guys each bring your keys?
Oh, good point.
So you bring your keys. So that's like your family.
What if you Uber?
Then you put in your underwears. Or I was gonna say, what if you both do drive and you both put your keys in? You could end up in different rooms.
We should figure that. I need to have a key party person on too, an anonymous key party person on. People who go to key parties, not swinger clubs, but a neighborhood key parties. And what's that like in the morning?
And we will not say what your neighborhood is, nope. What your name is.
Nope.
We can even transform your voice.
Oh yeah, we can do it all.
But we're on a need to know basis.
I really think we are, right? Like what would
yes.
that be?
I just can't believe all of this like the subculture is happening around us and we don't get to be privied.
Oh right. Let's take a quick break and we're gonna come right back and answer another question.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I wanna tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive and June. Olive and June gives you everything that you need for a salon quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If. Only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Okay. What to do about Spanx when you're about to get down with a new guy?
Sorry.
You have Spanx on. Do you go to the bathroom and shed them and then pick up where things like left off? Mm. Or do you say, I've got Spanx on, I've got to get it off? Oh my God, I've never even thought of that because I...
Spanx didn't exist while we were dating.
Exactly.
I think like it's absolutely normal to be like, I just have to go pee quick. And then you just
so
like
things are hot and heavy. Now, has he gone up your dress or down your pants? Like, I'm assuming if you're about to take your Spanx off, he's already explored something.
I am never taking off my clothes and standing in front of anybody with Spanx on. Like my wrestling suit, it's not happening. Before anything comes off, I am taking off my Spanx.
Now, question: men probably don't care what you're wearing underneath it there.
Well. They can't really get in anywhere.
I know, and it's so tight.
So, it's so tight. It's just like...
And it basically cuts the circulation of your vagina. Yeah. Like, even if they were to go in there, they couldn't even get there. But there's a hole, but it's a pee hole that you've peed out of.
Yeah.
Wow.
You got to take
that
off.
Although there are the ones where your titties hang out.
Yeah,
that's... It goes below your titties.
Yeah.
So that's kind of attractive.
But what's like on the bottom?
Usually it's shorts, like Spanx, like it's one resting suit and your titties hang out of it.
You did have one sexy Spanx outfit. It had like a lace.
It was just underwear.
Detail.
I still have them.
It didn't go up your body?
It was like they're like period panties, but with lace on them.
Oh, those were cute.
I still got them, babe.
Yeah, those were good ones.
But
those didn't look good.
Our dresses are ones where we need the certain bras. We can't wear normal bras, so you have to wear those special ones.
Worse would be a nude colored wrestling suit Spanx.
Why isn't Spanx making sexy Spanx yet? Think about that.
I mean, the shape of it all.
I know, but you could put some lace detail on there.
Yeah.
You could make it like a little bit sexy.
The lace would just have to be on top of the fabric that squeezes it all in. So I don't know. Maybe it's not worth it.
Okay. And that's really, have you ever been with a woman in your entire life?
No, I love that you guys are asking us these questions. So cute. Thanks.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I know. No, I've never even kissed a girl.
I kissed a girl just to try it.
Groping my boobs. I'm thinking that's going to turn me on.
Sorry. Is that the end of the submission?
Right there.
Groping my boobs. Oh, it's the biggest sex pet peeve.
Oh, when thank you, Natalie, for reading the... I thought that she was groping her own boobs, hoping to get turned on by just groping her boobs. But no, when a man just comes up and gropes her, I'm assuming her husband or boyfriend or fiance comes up and grabs her boobs, thinking that's going to be a turn on.
I know. It's so funny because we all know that groping your boobs is a turn on for him, number one. And he's just sitting there funneling your big juicy boobs. And you're just like...
Think about it. Their balls are just smaller boobies. And they love to play with those.
Yeah, I know.
So imagine playing with big big, two giant things is so much more fun.
But I love how she's probably just sitting there just like, this is doing nothing for me. Just, are you done yet? Like, I've been living with these things. They actually give me back pain. Are you finished? Like, I know you think this is turning me on, but like, just can we move on to another area?
And I also think about like teenagers or like younger people mm-hmm. who go to make out now. Are they, because they have so much more information and so many more videos and so much more like access to things, are they still doing the same old like up the shirt, feel your boobs, down your, like, is it still the same rodeo that it was when we were younger? Or yeah. like, has it progressed?
I don't know.
Is dry humping still a thing?
I mean, it's gotta be.
Wish we could ask people. We're gonna go to my biggest sex pet peeve. Not mine, yours.
Bad breath. Not mine. Yours.
Bad breath or not showered beforehand.
Ooh.
But shower, eh? But shower beforehand. Like, you gotta have a shower, so that means you exactly know what's happening if you are gonna go have a shower before you have sex.
I guess if it's your partner, that can absolutely be a request. But if you're just hooking up with a guy, I mean, I don't know if you can just like stop the show for a shower.
I know, excuse me, can you go hop in the shower? This is a big pet peeve of mine. Unless yeah. you go shower with them.
Yeah, you could just make it a shower party, just like put so much suds and stuff, and then be like, ooh.
Good for your vagina.
Here we go. let's brush our teeth in the shower, and then so then he'll have better breath, and then you guys will be all soapy, and then you'll fall and get a concussion. And
that person can definitely not share their toothbrush with their spouse.
Why?
Well, if they can't have sex without them brushing their teeth and having a shower, there's no way they can share a toothbrush with their spouse.
We'll bring his toothbrush into the shower.
You know what I mean? Like, that's, like, that's a big... my biggest pet peeve is, during sex, is just talking. Period. Talking.
Oh.
Don't talk.
Oh, I could see that for people.
Well, I don't know what they're saying.
Yeah, well, it's a good question. Like, are they like, did you forget to take the garbage out? Like, or is it, like, sexy talk and you're like, this is not a turn-on. Like, you talking sexy is the biggest cringe. You need to stop and just stop talking. Maybe get him a muzzle. A muzzle could work.
A muzzle.
Yeah. If he can't stop talking, just get him a muzzle.
Or if he's like, wow, this feels so good. Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Can you do that more? Oh,
yeah.
I love that. Go here. Go there. Let's do this. Oh, touch my hair. Oh, touch my
butt. Oh, touch my hair. Yeah, touch my hair.
Whatever. Nibble on my ear. Nibble on my neck. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Like, I picture an announcer. Like, someone who just keeps, like, talking.
That would be weird if you had someone, like, you're just, like, normally, like, hooking up or whatever, and then he just, out of nowhere, like, makes an odd request. Like,
did you eat ice cream last night? Because I feel like ice cream right now. No, not that.
No, I thought you were actually asking me that. No, like lick my underarm. And you're just like,
right.
Sorry. What? I didn't. Like,
right. And I'm sure that is one.
Yeah.
I'm
or
sure
like,
people like their underarm.
Bite my pinky finger. What?
Okay, yeah.
What are you saying? What?
Bite my toes. Bite my toes.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Like, or like, pull my leg hairs. Pardon? Hold on.
I left this random. That is really good.
Mm.
You ever had that before?
No.
No.
Pull my leg hairs.
I mean, Mark always pulls mine. Like, pull them harder.
Oh, yours.
They're so long.
Yeah.
It's a turn on for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's another one that would be like, lick the nape of my neck.
I think it might be weird as a woman to maybe bite a man's nipples if there's a lot of hair on it.
Oh, because then it gets stuck in between your teeth.
I just am thinking if you're like, because if they don't shave their chest and you're like licking their chest, because I'm just thinking that'd be like eating hair pie.
That's like, I am really not into facial hair. Number one, I have very sensitive lips. So any kind of stubble really hurts my lips. Like if it's, especially if it's right at the edge of their lip, I'm like, ow. And then like just touching their face, the whole thing, it's so rough. I like a smooth face.
Okay.
Smooth.
I don't mind a, like a, I don't mind a beard. No, sorry. Lies. Lies. I hate a beard.
So many people love beards.
Yeah, no,
ladies,
I hate
you
beards.
Love a beard.
And I hate mustaches. I don't mind like the, if it's like 2 days, like my husband's not that hairy and neither is yours, but like, I think my brother has like a 5 o'clock shadow that night. Like I think some people grow a beard in the day.
I know.
So like they're shit out of luck unless they're shaving at nighttime.
Yeah.
And I don't like shaving. Shaving annoys me when I see people shaving. That's a pet peeve of mine. I don't like that.
Just watching them shave.
Yeah.
Knowing they're doing it.
It's too long and it's such a process. And then you get the shaving cream. Like I don't really see Mark do it, but when I do, I'm like, this looks so annoying.
Oh, yeah.
It's such a thing.
Yeah.
The thing. And then you're like, okay, and you rinse, do more of it.
Yeah. My friend's husband has to shave his head like all the time. We would probably break up.
My biggest pet peeve is when he tries to give a sexy, serious look during sex. It just creeps me out.
Oh my God, I love this. I feel like we're talking to our girlfriends. Like, this is so something that girlfriends talk to girlfriends. Can you give me, Kat, a serious, sexy look and don't joke?
You think?
Yeah.
I've tried these and you tell me I'm all wrong.
I just don't know. You get too extra. Just relax.
Because I don't...
That's what you would do to be sexy?
No. I just think I am sexy.
Yeah, you don't have to make a face.
I don't think I
do. Okay, what do you think a man trying to do, like, a serious sexy face would look like?
I'm sure no facial expression, so they just look dead.
Okay, let's see. No. Like, beady eyes, like... Let me try. I'm just going to... Guys, if you are listening to this and you want to watch the video version of it, go over to YouTube and subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Oh, Jesus. I think it's harder when you have feminine like qualities to make a man's face. Oh. Now she's gritting her teeth. No, it's hard, right? Gritting her teeth and opening her lips and rolling her eyes. I guess... Your Whitey, whatever he did during Mandy.
Oh, yes. That is exactly it.
But he was kind of smiling, just so you know.
Yeah, I know. But that would be exactly what you need to do.
Well, that wouldn't be creepy. Mm-hmm. Because she said it's creepy. So, but I'm not... The reason he went viral and women said... We actually just had a meeting with someone and she's like, I fell into that. And I fell in love with him because of that one move.
Well, I think maybe the problem with her partner's serious sexy face is... It's not Whitey rolling his eyes during that song.
She should go watch. Go send the video to him and say, practice this.
Practice this.
In that exact moment.
So many men did.
Try to do it.
Reenact it. It did not work out.
My wife will take a quick break.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences, whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
This is interesting too.
Ooh.
My biggest pet peeve, based on your submissions, he's too quiet.
In bed.
It's silent. I don't know anymore.
Oh my God, that's too loud, so too quiet. Funny.
These poor people.
Oh my gosh, so he's just quiet. Okay, what you need to do here is you need to play music. Like, you need it to be louder in there so that you're not focused on the silence of the sex, you know? Unless you specifically want him to start having some dialogue, which you can get into and you can, you know, have a little conversation. But to start...
What dialogue are we... give me a conversation we're having if he's so quiet all of a sudden. We're going to be like...
Maybe she wants him to be like, oh yeah, Cassandra... I like it like that. When you turn to the side, lift your leg. Yes, Cassandra, like that.
Oh, you say her name a lot.
Yeah.
So when, okay. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, but that's an option.
Thank you for, you know what? That's great feedback. That's great feedback.
Sandra, then. I need, turn around and pull your hair. Like, maybe she likes that, but maybe it's just too quiet. Put on some music.
Okay. Or maybe, yeah. Okay. I'm just trying to, yeah. Too quiet. So he said like this. And then he's like, it's over. Thank you very much for that.
No, he doesn't even say it's over. He just rolls over and goes to sleep.
And he never talks, actually. No. He's too quiet all the time.
He's mute.
He has nothing to say.
No.
My biggest pet peeve is, this is an interesting one, and I don't know how that works, but when they say they're going to come, but are just saying it so you will.
Yeah, I would find that to be quite annoying myself. Because then you go ahead and come, and then he actually doesn't, and it's not over.
But why, okay, help me here for a second.
Mm.
Why is he saying that? What's the point of saying that?
To make sure she does.
Huh.
He should never lie.
Huh. Oh, because you just want it over when you're over. Like, that's the theory of it.
Well, and now it's kind of like, okay, so I thought we were going to do this together, and now you're still here, and I thought we were going to be done together.
Okay, fair. So
she should just stop right there and say, you're a liar. Why are you lying? Why do you lie?
Just clench it really hard.
The only problem is that maybe he thought he was.
Yeah.
And then he didn't.
Yeah. I don't know how that works for men. I don't really know the 1, 2, 3 stroke, pull, push, blow. I don't know how that works because I don't have a penis.
Mm-mm.
I don't know how quickly they know it's coming. I don't know if they know when it's coming.
I think they know.
Like within 5 minutes or within 30 seconds? Like what's the runway?
Oh, it's a good question.
Thank you.
The runway. I mean, I guess it depends on the guy, but I would hope the guy is like, I think he's like within like 1 to 2 minutes of knowing.
Wow, a full 120 seconds.
I think so.
Except if you're young.
And then you're surprised. You have no idea when it's coming.
Shit, this is why we need a man.
Mm.
Say, sir, how quickly do you know you're coming?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it a learned experience?
Mm-hmm.
You know before.
Yeah, like porn stars know exactly when, and they can make it last forever.
Wait, coming?
Yeah.
Like for a long time?
Oh, yeah.
Like how long?
Like an hour.
Shut up.
And then in the end, they can make it come. They're professionals.
Sorry, I thought you said they were coming for an hour.
Oh, no. They can make it last until then.
Oh, it's because they take cuts, they take breaks.
Mm-hmm.
And then they piece it together. It's actually only 5 seconds, but they just keep doing different scenes.
I just feel like if you were a porn star, you would just, the magic of sex would just be gone. Just feel like, oh, this again is my job.
Well, you should ask a porn star too. That's
a great idea. Oh my God, yes.
Amazing.
I mean, we do know one.
I'm sure he would come on.
Yeah, me too.
Let's get him.
Okay.
My biggest pet peeve is hitting it doggy style. This is from a guy, or maybe a girl, and she moves side to side instead of back and forth.
Oh, wow.
Hold on.
That's so interesting.
Doggy style.
So he's from behind, but she's wiggling sideways. So he's just trying to get it in back and forth, and she's wiggling back and forth, and his poor dick's like, what is going on? This is not the rhythm.
Huh.
Huh.
I've never heard that before.
I think you should talk to her about that, or stabilize her, grab her hips and stabilize her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stabilize her. Pull your abs in and brace yourself. You know, they call it like blanket. So pull them in real tight.
Mm-hmm.
And then
stabilize her hips. Yeah. And then also, like, maybe if you really don't like it, say, like, when you go side to side, it hurts my dick.
Yeah. Or spank her on each side.
Oh. So then she's like, well, if I go that way again, I might get a spank. But what if she likes the spank?
Or just guide her back and forth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, guide her. Take your hands with her hips and do that. And when
it's
she starts
so
to
much
wiggle,
less work for us too, to be honest with you. It's a lot better when you just do it for us.
But she might think that's a good move. So
okay, so we need to work on the move. So we're letting you know if you are hearing this side. I don't know, maybe check in with your partner.
Mm-hmm.
Side to side from behind is not a preferred method.
You never know, maybe her past partner loved it side to side.
No, she's a virgin.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. That's what the guy thinks.
You said that? No.
I'm making that shit up. No.
She might be a virgin.
My biggest pet peeve during sex is socks during sex time.
That's so funny.
That's so married.
That's so funny. But like,
so married.
Like, it's also very like winter too. Like, it's cold. Sometimes your feet get cold.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's wintertime. You know what I mean?
Like, my husband never wears socks, like...
Ever. He doesn't own them. So he...
No, he doesn't. He's just barefoot all the time.
He's a barefoot guy.
But, so I don't actually have that ish. But if he was wearing socks, I don't think it would bother me.
I'm not looking at his feet.
No.
I'm actually like this.
Yeah. Okay, that's Kat sexy face.
I'm like this. If you listen to our last podcast, I'm like this. Thanks, that was fun.
He's so tired. Good night.
He's like, you're so bad in bed. He's like, my wife is shit in bed. She's like this.
That is so funny.
I'm super fluid, okay? Mm. Like, I'm like, woo! I'm like water.
Flexible. You're flexible.
And like fucking, it's like I'm a dancer in bed.
Oh, wow.
Hip hop dancer.
Ooh.
My biggest pet peeve is when they assume you're sucking dick. Like, maybe my jaw hurts or I'm just not down to put your cock in my mouth.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree. Okay. Like, let's not just assume this happens every day.
Oh.
This is like birthday shit.
Oh.
Or whatever. Or Sunday shit.
I guess the thing is, how do they assume? They're like this? Like they just like put it up in the air or something?
They get in the position that the only thing that would like happen from that position is for you to go down.
I prefer to be naive.
My pants are very tight right now.
Could have been the sodium in the hickory sticks that we just inhaled. This is a funny one. This is obviously a demographic because I'm not sure how many of you are going to relate to this.
Okay.
When my husband goes for a run or play squash and then comes to bed without showering and wants to get his lovin' on, want me to lick his sweaty rod and nips, my sodium level is fine.
That's really funny. I'm with you, girl. Gross.
Just like, I don't...
Also, aren't there showers at wherever he plays?
And also, I'm sort of like, I'm out at squash.
Yeah.
I'm done.
It's not a sexy sport.
You know, it's not with the goggles.
Oh, gosh.
And then the socks. And then, like, the shorts. Like, yeah. Short, like...
Yeah.
And then the white, pasty legs with no tan.
Well, there's nothing she can do about that because she's already married to him. But she can say, why don't you take a shower before you leave the club? Or how about... right when you get home, just run upstairs, have a shower.
I know.
Because salty balls ain't good.
Oh, I mean, that's really nice of her that she's even contemplating
licking anything.
It sounds like she has after squash because she knows
what it's like.
Yeah.
Sodium.
I mean, number one, if you want to not reinforce the behavior, just don't do it. It sounds like you've already done it, so now you just don't do it.
Yeah, don't do it or just tell him you've changed your mind.
Exactly. You know what?
I've changed.
I don't like salty balls.
I've changed. I think change is so attractive. I don't know if he thinks so, but if someone told me I've changed, I'm like, dude, tell me how. That sounds exciting.
I now shower before I have sex.
And that's a good change.
Yeah, I also think, though, that men don't think the way we think. So he doesn't think that that would bother you because if you went to play squash and had a sweaty vagina, it would probably be the most attractive thing in the world to him.
Mm.
So I really do think that they just aren't thinking.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I think that men like sweaty things, but I just don't think they care. I don't think it's the same. Mm-hmm. I don't think they look at the same criteria of things, including Spanx. I don't think they care as much as
As long as you can get it off quick.
Well, maybe it's like a slow.
Oh my God! Have you ever tried to take off your Spanx slowly, Catherine? There's nothing sexy or cute about getting Spanx on or off.
Well,
it
if
is
you're
literally
in a new relationship. You don't think they find that attractive or cute?
No. It would be funny.
Funny.
Getting out of Spanx, funny.
We should put a few pairs on and see how long it takes us to get them. You know, it's even harder than Spanx is Skims. Skims is made for a toddler, and putting it on is like, I have yet to find a pair that doesn't cut off my circulation. And I don't think I'm a medium large.
Right?
You know what I mean? I'm a small medium.
Right?
I mean, I could try a medium large, but what's the point of that?
I don't know.
And it also gives you one boob.
Boom.
I just am so confused. And it's very high. It's not low. But I guess they just wear it with jeans. I'm so confused by Skims. Help me out with it.
I don't know. I'm like, I'm only wearing those kind of things when I'm on a stage with a dress that you maybe will see up my cooch anyways.
You can see up your vagina.
That's why we wear Spanx on stage.
Oh, yeah. And also just sometimes because of the garments that for the boobs, because you need something low and to add another bra and to be like...
Guys, keep your sex submissions coming, whether you want advice or you want to give us advice or you want to tell us what you do like or what you don't like or the nasty things you've done or anything at all. And if you ever want us to call you and have a live conversation.
Not call, Zoom.
Okay. So their face.
Well, because then you don't need a phone number.
Okay.
So if we have a Zoom, that's what the handler does. That's why she does a Zoom. Yeah. And we don't see their faces. You just get the audio from them.
Oh, so when we saw their face, we just saw their face.
Yeah. And okay. That's what she said. No one sees it. Because remember, the questions were outrageous.
Yes. Yes. Okay, y'all. And personal.
Thank you for joining us. We're going to get the Zoom link up going. I'm going to figure this shit out. Got it? Bye.
Yeah.